Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
In a further sign of the United States' determination to help the nations of the Middle East and Africa combat terrorism, millions of dollars in rewards are being offered for information on four key leaders of the terrorist group ISIL, or Daesh. With roots in a 1990 jihadi group, ISIL has dramatically undermined stability in Iraq, Syria, and the broader Middle East, posing a threat to international peace and security. It has recruited thousands from across the globe to fight in Iraq and Syria, committing gross, systematic human rights abuses, including mass executions, persecution of individuals and entire communities on their identity, killing and maiming children, rape, and other atrocities. ISIL claims to be the true heir of Osama bin Laden's terrorist legacy. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $7 million for information on Abd al-Rahman Mustafa al-Qaduli, up to $5 million each for information on Abu Muhammad al-Adnani and Tarkan Teuma Razovich Batirishvili, and up to $3 million for information on Tariq bin al-Tahar bin al-Fali al-Awani al-Harzi. Al-Qaduli is a senior ISIL official who, when released from prison in 2012, traveled to Syria to join an ISIL network. As a member of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, or AQI, he served as its leader Abu Masab al-Zakari's deputy and as its emir in Mosul, Iraq. Al-Adnani, whose birth name is Taha Sobi Falaha, is a senior ISIL leader and its official spokesman, the main conduit for disseminating ISIL messages. He has repeatedly called for attacks against Westerners and has vowed defeat for the United States. Batirishvili has served as a senior ISIL commander and Shura Council member. He has overseen an ISIL prison facility in Al-Tabqa, where ISIL possibly held foreign hostages, has worked closely with ISIL's financial section, and has managed ISIL operations in the Manbij area of Syria. Al-Harzi was one of the first terrorists to join ISIL and has served as an ISIL official operating in Syria. He has helped to raise funds from Gulf-based donors and was recruited and facilitated the travel of ISIL fighters. He was named its leader for the border region between Syria and Turkey. He also has served as chief of ISIL's suicide bombers. The United States guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the United States is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have such information, contact the nearest U.S. Embassy or consulate, the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net, or email information to info@rewardsforjustice.net.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.